Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight's going to be a fun one. I've got she's my new hero. She's a matchmaker named Rebecca Lynn Pope. And Rebecca Lynn Pope has a message for the ladies out there that their expectations have become so unrealistic that she has quit matchmaking for women. This video has a million views here on YouTube. And it's about 21 minutes long. I've broken it down to about 5 minutes of her most important messages. The funny thing is I could just play it and we call it a day. But I'm going to make my commentary on it and we're going to talk about it. This will be my last review video. I've always said this before, and I don't edit my comments here. You're free to obviously comment as you want. But some of the times I don't leave links to the videos that I review because, you know, that creator doesn't necessarily need the attention of my viewers here on their channel. And some of you guys are quite spicy in your comments on their channel. And that unfortunately brings unwanted attention to my channel. And we already have a hard enough time here in the manosphere trying to get our message out without having eyes on us, giving us a hard time for our views because, you know, for some reason, just having our views is worrisome enough for some people here at the overlords at YouTube. So this will be my last review video because I don't want these other creators getting up, and no one said anything, but I don't want them coming back at me and giving me a hard time or talking to YouTube about my channel because I like being around here and I don't want to be removed. So this will be the last one of these, but I'll still do, of course, my articles and my emails and other things like that. Okay, so let's jump into it. This is Rebecca Lynn Pope discussing why women are impossible to even matchmake at a matchmaker service now.
Because as you girls know, I'm a matchmaker. And for a large part of the end of last year and beginning of this year, I stopped matchmaking.
So when you make a living matchmaking women and they have become so unable to be matched that you have to change careers, I think this is very telling. I think this is very telling on the state of dating. Now, this video, I'll have to check. I'm not sure how old it is, but I think it's at least a couple of years old. I'll have to check again. But if I switch over, it stops my recording of my video stream here. But there it is, man. She just was like, I'm out. Forget it. You guys are all too tough.
And the reason I stopped matchmaking is because I literally was being, I can't handle female clients. I was a matchmaker that matched females. And I had a few male clients, but predominantly I was matching women.
I mean, what can you add to that? You know, there were, and I've said this before too, they've done these speed dating things, you know, where women and a guy will sit down, they talk for, I don't know, 2-3 minutes. And if they like each other, maybe they make a note or something, and then they switch tables and they speed date. Almost all speed dating events have been canceled. Why? Men are not coming anymore. Men are not even showing up. Because they don't get chosen. And the women are too picky. And so the guy goes, I'm not going to waste my time interviewing all these women and marking down 5 or 7 or 10 that I like, and none of them like me. Women are just too selective now.
And listen, it was such a valuable lesson for me because what I learned is that the average woman doesn't really want just a good man. She doesn't want a husband. What she's really wanting are these standards or ideas that she has of what a man is supposed to be. But this is nothing what men are. This is not realistic.
You know, okay, so, and I've said this before. So let's say a woman right out of high school or college, she doesn't date much. She meets a guy. She falls in love. They get married. How many men does she have to compare the bedroom with? 1. Finances. 1. Dating scenarios. 1. It's very pretty simple. Now, granted, you could say, well, what if that dude's Ritz crackers or saltine crackers or plain bread and the guy that's a steak is out there and she hasn't found it yet? Well, that's what dating's like today. What happens when a woman dates an average looking but a millionaire, right? And he drives around fancy cars. but that doesn't work out. Then she dates a guy that, you know, he doesn't really make any money, but he looks like a movie star. He's super, or a model. He's super attractive, but that doesn't work out. And next, let's say she dates this business tycoon or this guy that's really popular, but that doesn't work out. What's next? Well, I want him to be a millionaire and good looking and popular. Like she wants all that in one dude. It doesn't exist. This is what she's going to talk about.
Standard is this: you're comparing good men to, I can't say this, F-boys. I'm just going to say it. You're comparing good men to the men that you've experienced previously who were not ready to be husbands, that you were just dating, messing around with.
Right. So remember how we talk about, you know, quite often, the top 10% of men versus 90% of men, or the top 20% or top 5%, whatever you want to say. The women want the best of the best of the best, right? Well, those dudes are not going to settle down. And she talks about this in a second. These guys go, I get to date her casually and her casually and her casually and her casually. That's why, as she says, they're F-boys, because they get all these choices. So they're not going to settle. They can date all these women and enjoy themselves, and they don't have to tie themselves to one woman. But the woman that's dating these guys thinks that she can wrangle them in.
To say he's supposed to look like this, he's supposed to act like that. Oh, you know what? He's too corny. He likes me too much. He texts me too much. Yeah, because the men that you were messing with, you weren't even the only one. They don't text you right back. They don't call you right back because they have eight more just like you.
Sorry for the choppy video when I downloaded it. It didn't download very clean, but yeah, her whole point is, he plays hard to get. No, he's not playing. He is hard to get. As a matter of fact, he's impossible to get. He doesn't text you back right away because he's got other women he's talking to. If he's a 9 and you're a 6, and one of you guys commented, you're like, I know 6s and 7s and 8s and 9s and 10 guys that'll roll with a 3 just because it's, to sleep with a 3 is better than taking care of business yourself. That some of you guys know guys like that, that are just like, it's something to do. It's better than taking care of it myself. So I'll go have some easy time. So these guys, they're not going to settle for just one. But the women think, well, he slept with me, or he took me on a date, or we hung out, so this must be the quality I deserve. But it's not. You may deserve that and you get it into the bedroom, but it's not going to be the guy that you're going to get to marry you.
So a man comes along that is crazy about you and is interested in you, and I'm sorry to say, you have friend-zoned the men that really you're compatible with, the men that would make a wonderful husband. A lot of you have friend zoned the good dude who's ready to be a husband and a father and give you some pretty babies.
Yeah, so this is kind of what we're talking about. How many of us guys, men in general, not us specifically, how many men in general say, man, I don't get matches. I try to talk to women and they just blow me off. They seem very picky. I don't know. I'm tall, or I'm good looking, or I work out, or I make a good income, and I don't even get a chance. It's because they've got their eyes locked on pretty much the impossible. And you know, when you have a good experience on a date, like I've had great experiences on dates with women, but I don't. I mean, if you were to ask me, hey man, build the perfect woman in your mind, I could say, okay, I could take the legs from this girl and the personality from this girl and the chesticles from this girl and the six pack from this girl and the butt from this girl and the humor of this girl and mash it all into one. Yeah, that'd be a great girl. But I don't look for that when I'm trying to date. Now, maybe this is just unique to me, but I just walk around, I'm like, she seems interesting. I'll give it a shot. And even the women that I've dated that might not be traditionally gorgeous, because they have their own little, I don't know, quirks, or whatever it may be, I still give them a chance, or at least in the past, I've still given them a chance. And over time, you'll find that those quirks, some people say it's the quirks that make them attractive. Well, not necessarily, but you'll find that really isn't something that dissuades me from wanting to be with them. I mean, I've dated women that were not necessarily the most gorgeous creature on the planet, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they had a physical attribute I liked and a good personality. Or maybe they, I don't know, had great legs and a great personality, or great chesticles and a great personality. Like, you know, for me, it's all about personality, but I found something else that worked with it and enough to say, yeah, I could see myself dating this person. What she's saying is the same thing that we talk about here, is that women want the best of all the things they've ever dated crunched into one guy, and it doesn't exist.
If you get a pretty boy and they super fine and they in the mirror more than you, and if he's actually better than you, you got a problem. But the problem is you looking at visuals and thinking that men are supposed to look like us or be just as gorgeous as us. No, that's not how God created this whole scenario.
And this goes to the point that we talk about looks. These are the dating apps. These are when you're out and about. A good-looking guy has the same things happen to him that a good-looking woman does, right? If you're a good-looking woman, you walk around and you see men's head turns. You see them stare. They might come up to you and ask them out. I noticed that many times, so I had a group of friends, and we were all single. We all hit the gym together. We rode motorcycle together. We were all pretty good shape, athletic. The four or five of us would pull up on our motorcycles to, say, a coffee shop or something like that. We peel off the helmets. We drop them down on the bikes. And this is during the summertime, so we may be wearing a mesh armor jacket. But, you know, the guys take off the jackets. All of us are very fit. I'm probably the shortest of the group. Some of the guys were taller. But when we walk into a coffee, or we walk in to get some sodas, because we never did cerveza, we never did cold beers while we're riding motorcycles, because, you know, we're pretty careful about that stuff. But we'd walk in to get an iced coffee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You would see women on phones, women on the computers, they would turn and look at the group of us. Why? Because you've got a bunch of guys, motorcycle riders, a little bit of the bad boy, edgy boy, right? And we're not bad looking. We're all in pretty good shape. They would look, and a couple of the guys were really good looking. Men notice this attention, as do women. So you don't think that a really good looking guy is going to know he's good looking? Now, again, that may not stop him from having a fun time with a girl, but it doesn't mean he's going to stop and say, "I'll, this one's mine. I'm going to settle down and be with this one girl." They don't have to. They get to enjoy the intention, and they get to enjoy the fun with lots of beautiful women. And men naturally want to sow their oats. So what are they going to do? They're going to stay single, stay good looking, have lots of women hit on them, and sow their oats with as many women as they want to. It's not rocket science.
Quit looking at men. Is he 6'2"? Is he look like Boris Kodrow or Idris Elba or Michael Ealy?
I don't know who those guys are. But even she makes a point, 6'2", forget about it.
These men are such a small percentage of the population. Do you guys understand that for a man to be over 6'2" is less than 3% of the population?
Yeah, 6'2 is 3% of the population. And I think over 6 foot is 14% of the population. I don't know if I kept this in or not, but she did talk about this, where if you're looking for a dude that's over 6 foot, 14% of the population. Now, she was funny. She's like, take the guys that are in jail, take them out of the equation. Take out the guys that are married. Take out the guys that are, you know, unattractive visually. And then what's left? And now, we don't know that exact percentage, but it's a lot less than 14%. Then take the guys that are good looking and they're in good shape. Now, here's the key question. Do you think, ladies, they would choose you to be with? That's where they got to get it squared away, because they don't.
Less than 14% of the entire American male population is over 6 foot, just height. And if you add in what he looks like looking like Idris and making money like this and that, honey, look, you looking for the come up for real, because I don't know where he's at. I was matchmaking, I would be like, man, I would go find these incredible men. And they would be like, I would never date him.
Yeah, you know what's funny? And the reason why I like Miss Pope here is because she's saying the same thing that I say to guys here. I say, well, women are this and women do this and women do that and women are like this and this is why. And a lot of the women want to say, well, you're just haters. Okay, well, this is a woman that's a matchmaker that's quit. She's quit being a matchmaker because the women are doing exactly what we guys on these channels have been saying they do. So who's wrong? Her? Me? Or the women that want to find fault with what we say? I'm going to go with option three.
It's like he's got to be perfect. But you're not perfect. You got issues and unresolved issues, and you got a temper, and you're bossy, and you're controlling, and men don't even like to be around you long term. You run everybody away. You think you're so much the ish that you're bougie and vain and stuck up. And men don't like it. And you wonder why you can't keep a man. You wonder why nobody wants to be around you.
Do you know what I like about this the most? What I like about this the most is that she's basically saying to these women that here's all the reasons why you're not finding a guy. But what is she? She's a matchmaker. Now, here's the interesting part. Do 18-year-olds go to see matchmakers? No. Do 25-year-olds? No. Do 30-year-olds go to see matchmakers? Probably not. The ones that are going to see matchmakers, 35, 40, 45. Because when you're younger and you're attractive or interesting, you get attention. You know, you don't look out of place at 30 going into a nice restaurant or a pub, going up to the bar on a Friday or Saturday night, because a lot of the places I used to go to were a nice bar. You settle up, maybe get an appetizer or salad a little after dinner. You work until 5 or 6. Maybe you go for a late salad or something like that. You enjoy a good glass of wine. In my case, I'd either have like a whiskey or something like that, enjoy a cigar when you used to be able to without being chased outside the door and around the corner, enjoy a cigar and a whiskey, and you'd have conversations with people next to you, and maybe you'd meet somebody. And this is good for the, you know, the 30 to 40 crowd or the 30 to 50 crowd, we'll say. These are women that weren't meeting anybody there, so they went to a matchmaker for help. And they're still got all these selective qualities. No, I won't accept anybody other than this at 30 and 35 and 40 and 45. And that's where her frustration lies. At a certain point, you have to say, look, either you have to relax your attitudes or you're going to be single. Well, this is what we say constantly, guys. So when you guys are sitting here saying, hey, man, is it me? Is it my? Am I doing something wrong? Maybe I'm not tall enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I'm not this enough. I wish I were taller. I wish I were more athletic. It doesn't matter. Unless you're everything, you're nothing. At least that's the way she makes it sound, which we know is pretty close to true.
But your standards are standardizing you right out of the game. I'm not gonna settle. But in the meantime, boo, you're not even half the things that you have on your list as requirements for a man. You're not even half those things. But you want that in a man.
Yeah, so okay. I want a guy that's 6 foot. Okay, I want a girl that's 120 pounds. How dare you? Well, how dare you? You can change your weight. I can't change my height. Well, you're bald. Okay, well, you got a flat butt. You know, like at what point do we say, okay, we both have our issues. We both have our things. I'm not tall. I'm bald. Whatever, right? And then you look at the woman, you say, okay, well, you got a couple extra pounds on you and you're not in very good shape. Well, can we call it a draw then and go out to coffee? No. No, and with the one that's doesn't bring anything to the table wants you to bring everything and then remember that she's the prize. What?
Listen, girls, I'm writing it in my book right now. I came from dating Mr. Gorgeous. I came from dating Mr. Trainer. I came from dating Mr. Baller. I was flying here and doing this and that. And at the end of the day, all of them were players. They were F-boys.
Again, these guys are not going, they will do you, they'll take you out and you'll have a good time, this, that, and the other thing, but they are not going to settle down because they have so many options. You know who would settle down? Now, not me personally, but take a guy like me. I worked with them. They're network engineers at the company I used to work for. You know, they don't work 9 to 5. As a network engineer, to get 6 figures, to be successful, you're in your seat 7:30, 8 o'clock. You leave your seat 6, 7 o'clock. You know, you're working close to 12 hours a day. Then you want to go home and hit the gym, work out, which a lot of them did, right? But these guys are not necessarily the guys that look great or are tall or athletic or this or that. We're earners. We work. We provide. Now, granted, we provide for ourselves, but where do you think these guys are good? Do you think they just are screwing around all day, driving fancy cars and going out to nightclubs? No, man, they're at home. They're doing their thing. They're getting their life on. And so they're going to be hard to meet anyway. But then to put all these additional requirements on top of that, it's impossible. The standards are just unrealistic.
Because until a man is ready, he is not going to choose you. It doesn't matter how you put it down in the bedroom. It doesn't matter what kind of values. It doesn't matter how big your butt is and what you look like. Until a man is ready, he is not settling down.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. I'm gonna burn through the last part of this because I know I'm running a little bit long, but I have to break it up. So, you know.
And if you do mess up and get one of these dudes on a string and get him to marry you, you notice I said get him to marry you, you're going to be in so much trouble because he ain't going to change.
So one of the things that I think, that's happening to young ladies today is they are hooking up with dudes that are good looking, that are players, that are out there, and the woman says, oh, he's good looking, or he's this, or he's that. They hook up, and if she's not careful about things, she ends up with a little one, or two, or a little threes, or little fours. There's every once in a while, I'll post up some dating profiles from Tinder and stuff that other guys have found, and they posted it up on different forums that I go to. You'll see 21-year-olds with 3 kids, all different fathers. It's because they hook up with guys like this that really don't care, that are just out there having fun. They're not smart enough to protect themselves. Oops, now I'm a dad. But he doesn't want her because he's good looking enough he can go out and get somebody else. So what's he do? He leaves her behind. Now maybe she ends up bouncing on him because he's a bad dude. But it's also her responsibility to not, you know, get pregnant and have kids by bad dudes. So what happens? Now she's 22, 25, 28, whatever, with 2, 3 kids, and she's got these high standards. And then she comes and says, a guy like us, right? Guys like us, a lot of us, aren't good enough. I didn't have any kids out of wedlock. I'm not on the government dime. I work my butt off to bring in good money. I have good savings. I can retire early. I got a good head on my shoulders. You know, I go to the gym, keep myself in shape. But I'm not good enough. Really? Really? Even though you've made bad decisions in your life and you're already coming up with baggage. So, guys, I wanted to put this out there because so many of you say, hey, I'm not getting any attention from women, but I'm this. I work out, but I'm not getting attention from women. Or I'm tall, or I'm good looking, or I make a good income. Unless you're all those things, unless you're all of the things, and you got a little bit of game, so you're comfortable and casual around women, you're not getting a shot. And it's not you. It's not me telling you this. It's the life coach here. It's Miss Matchmaker here saying, look, I quit helping women meet men. I quit. That's how impossible they are. So it's not your problem when you're not getting attention. It's not your problem when you're falling short of it's women's expectations today are unrealistic. Don't take it from good old Uncle Joker here. Take it from the matchmaker that quit her job because women were so impossible and getting so upset with her because she wasn't able to find Mr. Perfect for all these clients. They're looking for one percenters now. And what is she? Average. It's so unrealistic. Matchmakers have quit the game. So that's why I thought I'd put this out there for you guys so you could enjoy it, to understand that it's not us saying this. It's it's women. It's out there, right? That this isn't something new and a surprise, and it's not your fault if you're not able to get attention from women. No one can, unless they're Mr. Perfect. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. And if you have, thank you very much. Some of you have dug very deep, and I really appreciate that. That does help me. And for the rest of you, like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out some of my older videos. It's a great way to see some of the stuff I put together for you as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, it is not your problem that women are not selecting you. It is women's ridiculous, unbelievably crazy high standards. ¶¶